Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey. Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stills and the sauce with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better more than no proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be you can watch this on YouTube if you want for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. And a happy Wednesday to everybody out there. No idea where Leroy is. Should probably check on him. Should probably see where he's at. What's up, Vlad? How are you, man?
I've been better.
Why so down, man? You got, you know, your Yankees are up 2-0. You got Davante Adams. I mean, that's kind of cool.
We're on a three-game losing streak, Tobin.
What?
We're on a three-game losing streak, Tobin. The Jets are on a three-game losing streak.
Well, I understand that. I understand. You know, that's... And I know you thought that if you had a kicker, maybe, you know, you'd be in a better spot. But, you know, this is the NFL, man. I don't have to tell you. This is the deal you signed up for when you had Ayahuasca Man as your QB.
It's not Ayahuasca Man's fault. Well, I don't know who to blame. That's the thing. You never have a situation where you don't know who to blame, like everybody's to blame, but you don't know specifically who to blame?
I think you do know who to blame. I just think you don't want to blame him, because if you blame him, then it's like that kind of eradicates the hope a little bit.
It's not his fault. I know it's funny to say it's his fault. The jokes are there.
It's not his fault.
It's the whole organization. Life being a Jets fan.
It's his organization now. But even though he was insulted by the notion that he had power. 2 seconds later, Davante Adams is on his shoulder.
It's going to happen regardless. But it's all different. No, it's all different. See, they had one on Monday, and then you get Davante, you're happy. But after that way they lost on Monday, it's like, eh.
He almost did it. One could say, as a conspiracy theorist that Aaron Rodgers is, that he intentionally made Mike Williams look bad on that throw so he could throw him under the bus. And then, oops, next day, Davante Adams, and all of a sudden – Mike Williams is on the block.
How do you fall? Like, just gather yourself. You're open.
How about that you have a turf made out of trash? That's why. Nobody can stand up. Nobody works there. Oh, hello, Leroy.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm all right. Let me get my I was getting ready to sit down because I was in.
Yep.
And I looked out my window, and I had three dogs outside.
Oh, that's not good.
They just let themselves out.
What are they? Oh, the dogs just let themselves out?
Two of them can open the doors.
So it's time for a bigger fence?
No, the door to the house.
I don't think they can get much bigger. These dogs are the size of moose.
Jeez.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. We were just Vlad is down, Leroy. He's upset. Three, even with his Yankees up, even with having Carl Anthony Towns.
It ain't about matter. It's about them Jets.
Of course.
But here's the deal, Vlad. Like, I appreciate all of the efforts, and I said this before, and Tobin and everybody told me the defense is fine. Your defense is not fine.
They're not as great as they think they are.
But right. Because here's the deal. Here's the greatest indication of how physical and how mean and how tough
you are. I don't even need to know. I already know what you're going to say. That first drive. If you
give up, if you give up 150 yards rushing, don't talk to me about your defense.
Listen, The first drive of the game.
8 runs, 1 pass.
They set the tone. They let you know you're not as physical as we think as you think you are, and they set the tone. Even though they only gave up 3 points in the second half, it's the fact that first drive in your home stadium, the road team set the tone.
Right.
And that was it.
Right. And so from that standpoint, yeah, Aaron Rodgers probably had his best game productive-wise as he had in 4 years.
I mean, it was the best. I mean, he had a great game against the Patriots, but this time, because of the way the offense has looked the previous 2 weeks,
right.
It looked better. And that was the thing. I never thought – it's weird with a couple of teams this year because Baltimore is also the same. Baltimore's whole identity has changed. I never thought now that you need the offense to carry the team when it was used to be the defense. In that Monday night game, the way that game was going, it looked like it was going to be a shootout. So it was like, really? I'm going to have to hope that this offense that hasn't really produced over the last 2 weeks was going to have to keep this team in the game in a shootout? And eventually they both teams figure it out, but 2-4. That's where we are right now. We are exactly what our record says we are. We're 2-4.
Here's more of an indication of what your team is, right? And you can always tell. One of the things I appreciate about the Dolphins, right? No matter how bad it gets, they all in it together. Ain't nobody calling nobody out. Ain't nobody up there. You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, I mean, kind of publicly, yeah. I mean, we all saw what Tyreek Hill did.
Behind closed doors is a different
story. Even though he says he was just pumping up his team.
Behind closed doors is a different story. The frustration during the game is a different story, okay? But ain't nobody ever came out and said, oh, my ball was 20 yards short, but he ran the wrong route.
Not yet.
I mean, listen, when we saw Du Bois, whatever his name is, running that middle route and Tua threw it and it got picked. Mm. We knew he ran the wrong route. Ain't nobody say nothing.
Leroy was unemployed 2 days later. I think we knew. I know, but they publicly made their statement on him.
But I'm just saying.
Also,
I'm just saying you can't be that guy saying that.
Leroy. What?
Yes.
When a quarterback's a little bit more tenured than these quarterbacks.
It doesn't matter though.
About.
You don't call out your players like that.
It's rude.
You don't.
And usually what you're supposed to do.
No, because here's what it does. Here's what it does, Tobin. It makes, and I've played with guys like this, okay? And it always ends poorly. You think you're up here, and you're treating everybody else like they're down here. And that could be the fact. But you can't act like that in a sport. You can't.
Yeah, and I think the thing that's been interesting about it, though, is that there was all this outrage the week beforehand of like from him where he's like, oh, I would never get the coach fired. That would never do that.
Right.
And so then there has to be this whole cover up. And then, you know, he's throwing teammates under the bus and his best friend is back on the team. So, you know, as the old saying goes, actions speak louder than words.
Correct. Like all his actions with everything that everybody's suggesting. Seems more likely that it's true based on his past and present actions than what he said.
That being said, not the only team to make a trade yesterday, Leroy, as your Browns have begun selling. Amari Cooper was traded to the Buffalo Bills for a 2025 third and a 2026 seventh round pick. What was your reaction to the Browns being rats off a ship on Amari? There was some buzz before
the season. I was like, listen, this was equivalent to I went to the rim store and got me some $4,000 rims, but I'm driving a Fiat.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? You got a quality wide receiver.
Didn't J-Lo try to get Fiat popping?
You got a tactician at his job. One of the best route runners in the league, and you ain't got nobody to throw it to.
Leroy, did you watch that Cleveland-Philadelphia game?
Oh, God.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
You think?
No, like, I really watch it. I'm like, wow, he's checked down Charlie.
And you know what the problem is, Vlad? Here's the problem. This guy's open. There's a number of plays where you have, look, two of your options open. Two or three. I get if a guy's running the wrong route. Them guys are running the hell out of these routes and are coming and wide open, waving hands and stuff like that on the all 22. So, I have been the most supportive, and Tobin will tell you this, and they'll tell you this in Cleveland. I have been one of those guys saying, be patient, it's coming. He's got, no, because you can tell me, you can show me a lot of things, but when I see on the film, guys wide open, and you ain't even looking in that direction, you can't play the position. It's simple as that.
With guys wide open.
And that's, you know what happens? That's what happens when you see a guy and the offense is struggling, and then another guy come in, and all of a sudden they run the same damn offense, and they seem to be moving it like Drake May. They ain't win, but they was moving the ball down the field. With the same offense. So I'm thinking to myself, that guy, the previous guy wasn't looking in the right places.
Happened with Mason Rudolph to the Dolphins.
Right. I'm frustrated as hell. I'm less frustrated than Vlad because I wasn't expecting them because I hadn't seen it. Right? I didn't think they'd get beat like this, but I thought, until I see Deshaun Watson actually play the position, then I can't have any faith that they're going to be able to do anything, especially without being able to run the ball consistently.
It's just at the point, they just got to cut bait, man. It's over. Like, you got to bite the bullet. I know that they're going to be in hell for the next 2 years.
Here's what you do. Here's what you do. You ready? You send a first and a third in that money.
Not going to happen. Not going to happen, dude. Not going to happen.
I know it's not.
No one's taking that contract.
Because not only is it a lot of money, but the individual is toxic.
Yeah, you're not. No one's doing that. Right. Dude. No one's doing that. You need to cut bait and go just do Broncos. Go get a rookie, whoever it is.
This is what pisses me off. The Cleveland Browns finally win something and they lose.
Yeah.
Right? They finally win the player that three or four or five teams was trying to get.
Yeah, but you had to like give them the most ridiculous deal in NFL history.
That's the cost of doing business. So, like, but still, they lost.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
So, I don't know, man. I just
Nick Chubb's coming back.
Yeah.
Should he?
Yeah.
Well, that's another question.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But like, I think we're in the. My feelings are a little more disappointment than what yours are, Vlad.
Yeah, right. I still think our season's salvageable with 11 games. But your situation is this: you got to tank in order to get a top quarterback and let
100%.
We don't have a first round pick, dude. You gave them all away. No, remember?
Still? It's been 3 years.
You gave like three or four first round picks.
No, I think you have a first round pick.
They're done?
Remember, the 11 game suspension year last year. Yeah,
Browns have their pick.
Yeah, fact, you got NFL, your pick back, bro.
I got you mock Shedeur Sanders right now.
That is perfect for you guys. Perfect.
Or Cam Ward. Ooh, Cam Ward, baby.
I think to be honest with you, and I'm starting to see this, and I know people may take this the wrong way, but the quarterbacks that seem to have longevity and the quarterbacks that seem to be sustainable are the quarterbacks that can't run. The quarterbacks that have to read defenses from the pocket. Now, the other guys are great and awesome with their ability to make plays and run, but eventually that is going to have to be in the pocket. And so I don't like, I'm just looking at that, like Kirk Cousins still playing football, right? And it's because he can play from the pocket.
I can't believe you guys are both sitting here boohooing, and I got to deal with another week of Snoop Huntley, and then no idea if anybody can block for him, and no idea if he knows the offense, and they're going on to road.
Here's the difference: we both got our quarterbacks, and you can at least say Tua's coming back or something along those lines. You look, you got hope. You got hope.
Tua's coming back, and it's going to feel like every time he's taking a snap, it's just like, please don't let this be the one.
No, you can't. You can't worry about that.
Oh, it's going to be impossible not to, dude. Yeah, no, impossible not. I swear to God, he better not run 1 yard.
Dude, can I just tell you, when I came back from the hospital, right? I thought about that, like what you're saying. Ooh, mm-hmm. When I get hit again, I was like, leave it. I'm gonna get hurt more if I go in there half ass.
I mean this totally respectfully though. Like, don't you get annoyed now though, because he's not treated like everybody else, and they're going, if it happens again, it's not even what his health is going to be. It's
we've just had like this argument. We've had this argument from the beginning.
I know, and this is how it's gonna be from now on. But that's the thing.
It's something, and like it's a topic. Let's put it that way. The people that are creating the topics don't know a damn thing about health, right? And so what I would say to you is this: if he is cleared, then you go play football. If you have second thoughts about it and you can't put all of yourself into it, then don't play.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's how you have to approach it. If I'm in, I'm all in. If I'm not, then I have to question whether I should be out here at all. Because if you question it, that's how your ass get hurt even more.
We'll take a break here on the show. Back with more after this.
They wish and I wish and I wish and I wish and they wishing on me.
Yeah. All right, welcome back, everybody. Hey, come out and watch the Canes with WQAM and Solana this Saturday at noon at the Quarterdeck on University Drive in Davie as they take on Louisville. Enjoy ice-cold beer specials and get yourself entered to win a golf foursome at Jacaranda Golf Club in Plantation. You like that place, yeah, Leroy? I feel like you've gone there.
Where?
Jacaranda?
Yeah, I golf there every weekend.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm still going through a little bit of a... They redoing the golf course.
Iguanas?
No, they redoing the golf course. So you got to kill the old grass and plant the new grass.
Ah, it's like Bruce Lee said. He didn't say that.
Okay. Thank you. You thought about it. You thought about it. It's probably
minus one.
I like it because it's two golf courses. We alternate. It's close and it's fun to play.
I'll tell you what was fun to play.
What?
Dude, last night the most fun preseason games I have ever been to. I mean, it was a delight yesterday.
Because you had two antagonists playing on either side.
It was so much fun. Jimmy Butler was just having the time of his life trolling the holy hell out of Chris Paul yesterday. I went for Wemby, but I stayed for the shenanigans. It was a great time. Everybody hates Chris Paul so much, but I'll tell you what you don't do. I'll tell you what you don't do, Chris Paul.
What's that?
Don't mess with the younglings.
You don't mess with Jimmy Butler's brate. You don't mess with Nikola Jovic. And he got a little too cute yesterday, and Jimmy Butler was not having it, Leroy. And he spent that entire game, even when he was on the bench, because Chris Paul played a lot yesterday. I mean, I don't know what Pop was doing. He's 40. But he had him playing a lot. And Jimmy Butler, even when Jimmy was done, he was mocking him. He was making fun of him for getting put into a travel by Drew Smith yesterday. He was having the time of his life messing with Chris Paul. It was a delight.
Are they friends or are they rivals?
Oh, I don't think they're friends. This is not the first run-in that they've had. The last time was
the only people that are friends with Chris Paul is the Banana Boat guys.
I think so. I think so.
To have it would be the Banana Boat guys. Pause.
Yeah, yeah, it is. I think that's it. But he is just, dude. He was just annoying him yesterday. To holy hell, he shoved him and then just starts. Yeah, he's doing this to him after like Chris Paul is like. He goes, yeah. They were reviewing for a flagrant foul, barely touched him. And the referees are like, and the referees have to go do it because Chris Paul's going to bully him. And everybody just loves it because they all hate Chris Paul's guts. You can look at the entire Heat bench. They all hate Chris Paul's guts. They're so happy with what Jimmy did. And he's just telling them to shut the hell up.
You know Chris Paul's old when he has to wear long johns to play basketball. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's old, dude.
Like, his whole body is like all wrapped up.
Yep. Spent the entire.
It's amazing that Jimmy and Bam are almost the same size.
Bam was good yesterday.
Oh, let me tell you. Yeah, he looked good.
He whooped Wembanyama's ass.
Hey, that's the guy right now. I don't care what y'all say,
dude.
This team goes as Bam goes.
He was incredible yesterday.
Yeah, like y'all can put whatever twist y'all want on it. Y'all could mix it up, shake it up, spit it out with all different combinations. This team goes as Bam goes.
It starts
end
that
of discussion.
Starts that game yesterday, 3 right over Wembanyama. I was like, oh, that's good.
I'm mad because I think he could always been doing this stuff.
So
I don't disagree with you.
Is there over under on Bam 3-pointers this season?
He, you know, I wanted 200 last.
He won 203.
Yeah, hey, I wanted 200 attempts.
Toby.
200 attempts.
Oh, attempts. Okay.
I wanted attempts. Relax. And Leroy was like, come on, man. So well, I had to cut it down to 100 attempts.
Can we reboot that?
Yeah.
Because I did some math. Uh-huh. If you shoot 3 threes a game, that's 240.
Right.
So you don't even have to average 3 a game.
I know.
So I'm gonna come off of that a little bit after I did the numbers. I crunched the numbers.
You crunched the numbers.
And I'm closer to you than to 100.
Because if you go, even if you go like, all right, let's say Bam plays 75
If he shoots two a game, that's 150.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're a 3-point shooter, you're going to have one of them days where you're 5 for 8.
Well, this is the thing that's interesting about them, Leroy, is if you go look at the Heat shot chart, not to get all nerdy on everybody.
They're all threes.
But everybody they are doing – it is the Duncan Robinson diet. It is threes and at the rim. That is what they're doing. They are trying to eliminate the mid-range game.
So they're eliminating Jimmy, unless Jimmy's shooting threes.
Jimmy's going to shoot threes, and Jimmy's very good at the rim. Like, that's what they're going to go to. The other thing is the Heat have been – I mean – terrorizing everybody on defense. They have 15 steals in each of their 3 games, 45 steals in 3 preseason games.
That's that length.
I was like, what is going on here?
That's that length.
Yeah, it was a fun, but let me tell you about that Wembanyama. Tall.
Dude, I'm telling you. Tall. Like
Hold on, Leroy. You just now realize that the man is tall.
You got to see it on Vlad.
Like, come on. No, that's a minus one. Oh,
dude.
Minus one.
We took pictures with Shaq.
Yeah.
And we at least go up to Shaq's shoulders.
Yep.
Right? I was looking Wembanyama right in the nipples. Like, he has to do is tippy toe to dunk.
It's ridiculous. That was the thing that stood out the most because I'm like, eh. He kind of looks like a little bit of a bigger KD, but then when they go to him just like dunking it, it looks like a toy to him. It doesn't even look like a game. It's ridiculous. It's all telling you, dude.
Look.
You know what? And he's coordinated. That's the thing.
Right.
Him being this tall, it's like, coordination, his coordination is unbelievable. That's why I don't, he doesn't look like any of these.
How can he miss a layup?
7'2" plus.
I don't understand. I don't care if it's practice or whatever. How the hell could you miss a layup?
He's trying to make it too hard on himself.
If he ever gained muscles, it'd be over.
Yeah. Just.
And
just,
that guy that's guarding him is like 6'5".
Yeah.
So, like, it's
like, it's silly.
I'm telling you, he walked through the tunnel, right? We were all there because when we went last year, we were there for the black thing.
Yep.
And I was like, I ain't never met a man that I was staring at his nipples when he walked by. Right?
No, that makes you, that you question like, yourself. You start questioning yourself.
Yeah, I'm like, am I short? And then, thank God Lorenzo was standing next to me.
You know, you have no limits.
Hey, that's my guy. And, you know, even though he ignored me.
Well, he was, yeah. he thought you were attacking him.
No, he said he have no idea. He said my windows were blacked out. I'm like, dude, come on now.
He's a giant.
But he is tall. And the thing is Vlad, you are so right. The coordination, because all the guys that's been tall like that,
they're not coordinated. Like that's why they fall.
They're not coordinated.
Look at that. It's ridiculous. Look,
he didn't even leave his feet to dunk.
Oh, he never has to. He really never has to.
Nope. That's why all this action, ridiculous. Waste of time.
Oh my God. Oh,
waste of time.
See, and then as soon as we call him coordinated,
he tripped over somebody. It's not that he fell on his own. So he fell onto. Right. He tripped. You know, that's only way. He's not Embiid. Embiid's not coordinated for a big man.
Right.
I was wondering this about the NBA. Why don't they put those cameramen in like little boxes?
Yeah.
Because they block people.
No, you want to get kicked in the groins like that guy did with Dennis Rodman?
Here's why. Here's the theory. Right? Here's the theory.
Is it the Paul George thing?
If you put him into a box, the box can't move, and you risk more injury.
Okay.
Now, the cameraman never moves anyway, but at least they can turn and kind of protect everybody involved. I personally don't feel the need, when guys are trying to avoid people and cameras and all that, to have all those people right there.
It's crazy. Like,
you telling me you can't find a different camera angle? Hell, in football, they got strings and crap going on. Like, you can't find another way to video or film put the players in?
And they also look so uncomfortable. They're like crisscross applesauce with a giant camera on their shoulders.
Right. And that camera's not light.
No.
That camera is not light. I put one on my shoulder. I'm like, wow, you do this for like 5 hours? Yeah, you get used to it. I say, you don't switch arms? He's like, nope.
Wild. All right, we'll take a break. More to come here. But before we go to break here, Leroy, you know, Wembanyama, even as tall as he was and needed something. We got a guy for you, Wemby. All right. Whenever you're down in South Florida again, I saw you strolling up yesterday with your South Beach finest. But I imagine it's a giant. I imagine may not be easy to find the things tailored for you. Well, you might want to call A&T Dry Cleaners and our boy R over there, because they got a seamstress on site, same day adjustments, Leroy. All you got to do is just call R.
Just give them a call, 954-610-9383. They serve all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beach, and they got a deal for you. That's right. You mentioned you heard AT&T from Tobin and Leroy, and you get 25% off your offer. Give them a call at 954-610-9383. They do have a seamstress on site who can do same-day alterations, but you need to get a quote. You need to see if they can do it, because some of these things take a little bit of time. So don't get caught up. Just give them a call. Give our a call. Halloween costume, kids uniforms, teachers, you lost a little weight. You're getting ready for the new year. Just give them a call. 954-610-9383.
Yeah, maybe you want to be Wemby for Halloween and you need those pants looking extra long for the costume. You know, they got that all there for you. Once you use A&T dry cleaners, you're never going to want to launder your own clothes again. They got it all for you. Uniforms, sports uniforms, teacher wardrobe, all that there for you. Lost a little weight, you need it adjusted. A&T dry cleaners are 40 years family owned and run. They got that extra special care for you. And again, as Leroy mentioned, you mentioned that you heard us on the Tobin and Leroy show. Ara is going to give you 25% off your order. 954-610-9383. A&T Dry Cleaners. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Play a little Rats Off a Ship here on a Wednesday. I want to let you guys know WQM is supporting Neighbors for Neighbors and their Hurricane Milton relief effort. If you guys would like to donate goods, including tarps, generators, yard waste bags, and canned goods, please drop them off at Global Empowerment Mission Headquarters in Doral. For more info on how you can help, go to WQAM.com, and thank you for your support. If you guys missed it yesterday, the Yankees took a 2-0 series lead, beat the Guardians 6-3. Aaron Judge hit his first home run of the postseason. Only his third hit of the postseason. Let's get going, Judge. I mean, what are you doing, dude? Jesus. NLCS, that gets going again tonight. Game 3, Mets and Dodgers. That series even at 1-1. Dolphins will be back on the practice field as they get ready for the Indianapolis Colts, and hopefully, respectfully, one more start with a backup quarterback before they get Tua back next week. Although, Indy's like, you know, they're fine. Like, this isn't if you come out of this 2-2 without Tua, definitely a win for the Dolphins. Definitely a win, so, to be 500. So,
but here's the deal, and I agree with you 100%.
Yep.
So that means they weathered the storm.
They have weathered the storm, but I still have
a lot of teams that have lost players, mm-hmm, and have gone in the tank. You see what I'm saying?
Who's gone? I mean, like, when you say gone in the tank, like, that's Cleveland pretty much. Like, tank who had it.
You know, they got all their guys. They got most of their guys except for Chubb. So, and most would say if you have your quarterback and not your running back, you should still be fine. That's a whole different situation.
Yeah, but I would say that's a good question, Tobin. Who's lost the player, and then they've
Richardson, they weathered the storm, and now they're gonna put him back in.
I would say if you were to really look around the league right now, like probably the biggest disappointment in the league has got to be Jacksonville.
Right. You know? Everybody's
but they got their
for.
Guys.
Everybody's right. Accounted for. Like, Jacksonville has completely gone in the toilet. Cleveland is 1-5. Like, come on, dude. Bengals still hanging in there, although they haven't.
Are they?
They're hanging in there. They're still hanging in there.
What are they, 1-4?
No, they're 2-4. They won on Monday Night Football.
Okay.
They won on Monday Night Football.
Look, because here's the thing, Leroy. They win 2 more. You're in the halfway point of the season. You're 4-4.
Right, no, I know. I get it.
That's what I'm saying. So it's
But based on what you've seen, here, the only reason why you're saying that, the only reason is because we got Joe Burrow.
And that's and isn't that every team? Leroy, hold on.
All right.
If the Dolphins win on Sunday, they're 3-3.
Right.
With Tua coming back, right?
Correct.
So why isn't that the reason why the fan base would be excited? Because
you see those 2 games with Skylar Thompson?
Exactly. Okay. So that's what I'm saying. Game.
Well, yeah. So I'm just saying different, but they've had all their guys the whole year. So if they're 500 ball club halfway through the season,
no, that's definitely one. I still think they have a lot of concerns that we've seen. You know, like I don't think that. You know, look, you've beaten the way that it would be. Like, this one would probably be their most impressive win of the season.
There's not impressive wins right now or not impressive. Just get them. I don't care if it's 3-0. See, that's the point. Like, everybody wants, just win football games. That's what you got to do right now.
But once you get like the thing that stood out before Tua got hurt is they were getting boat raced by Buffalo, and it was a lot of it just playing real poor football. And I think that's the thing is the Dolphins haven't really played. Even the Patriots game, they did not play well in that game.
Now here's what I would also say about that. There's been bad football throughout the entire NFL because nobody played preseason. And how much of that are we going to include in all these?
We're almost at the end of the second month.
No, but the defense has gotten better, right? And those are the guys that have mostly been like the scheme and everything.
Well, I think that's
after. So what I'm saying is this: like the parts of the team think of that Buffalo game.
Mm-hmm.
Offense was terrible, but then Tua got hurt.
Yep.
The
game was already over when Tua got hurt, though.
Right. The defense was giving up whatever Buffalo wanted to do. But they've been better.
I think that the defense, that's been the thing I think that frustrates most fans about this, right, is like the Dolphins team that looked like they were going to contend last year, mm-hmm. that was, you know, motion and too fast and nobody could catch up to it, has been completely stuck in the mud. And I'm including Tua games. All of it. I'm going back to last year with this. Mm-hmm. The defense has shown balls. Like they have come through. They have. It hasn't been perfect, but they've given them chances.
Right. I would say this. One of the things that offensively they have to understand is that you cannot lose to a set defense. Right. And what happens is you run all that motion, all that quick stuff and all that and all this stuff right here. And all defenses are doing is just dropping back. You're not affecting them the way the motion used to. And that's what teams are starting to do. They're watching you run around like a fire drill and they're just sitting back and waiting.
Yep.
They're not reacting. You don't see guys running across the field with Tyreek. You don't see guys rotating. No, they're just sitting back and going, here are the plays they run. They're going to come to us. So instead of having all that fancy motion, right, what happens if they just line up one time? Go. That'll catch them off guard. No motion on a play for the Dolphins? Oh, no, what are we going to do? I thought they were going to motion on the other side of the field. They didn't. You know, you got to change it up. If what you're doing is not affecting the defense in the way that you think it should, right? Now, part of this is also the issue of you got guys who aren't as detailed as Tyreek and Tua and Waddle and some of these guys. So that plays a role into it too.
Right.
But the adjustments that would have had to been made playing these teams that kind of figured you out a little bit really couldn't be made with the new guys.
That was like the one positive, even with all the undisciplined and the shooting yourself in the foot, the one and getting out of New England with a win was, all right, you kind of just ran up the, you had an identity. You ran the damn football.
Right.
You weren't cute with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think more of that. Yeah. That definitely has to be still in the bag until Tua gets back. And even when he gets back.
But here's the other thing. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it, and only a football person will understand what I'm saying.
Great. I can't wait to understand it. I'm ready.
The type of runs
mm-hmm.
that they have, and it changed last week when Mostert was in. One of the things that running the football does is it wears down the defense. But the type of runs that you have don't do that. Because there's a lot of tackles by corners and safeties because you're running out wide and they're just getting everybody there. So while you're having success running the ball and the numbers look good, you are not dominating the line of scrimmage. And that's a weird thing. It's a weird thing because you look at the rushing numbers, and whenever I tell you how many times they run the football, right? That's a true test. It's not with this team. They can run for a boatload of yards, and they still don't dominate the line of scrimmage. And I can't explain it, but they did it a little bit more with Mostert because they got it inside a little bit more. He's a little more physical.
And Jalen Wright, too. That was a good thing to see because he's beefier, you know? Right.
And so that's like it's a weird dynamic of this offense.
Wasn't it Tyreek who was making fun of the idea because they were out and he goes, oh yeah, we're gonna dominate the line of scrimmage with a 160-pound running back.
Yeah.
And it's not that Achane's not awesome, like he is.
Don't worry. You know what's funny? When I was in Cleveland with my boy, Metcalf, this is all you could hear. We go onto the field. Bill! If I see another Metcalf up the middle, I'm going to lose my mind. It was like, you have to change it up, right? It's hilarious. So I like, if you look at, they have, like, there's a number, right? 115, 120 yards, right? Where if a team runs for that many yards, it goes with dominating the clock and, you know, time of possession and all these things, all these other numbers that are associated with the amount of carries and the amount of yards that you have, right? Not with this team. And I can't explain it. I wish somebody could explain it to me. Wow. Like, you run for 160 yards and you barely squeak by with a victory.
Right. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Take a break. Back with more after this.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.